Chapter 10. An Important Discovery. Kamal and Tom had something to eat. Then they sat down and made their plans for the evening.
"We'll watch Dunya's office this evening," said Kamal. "When he comes out, we'll follow him. Then we'll find out where he lives."
"Won't that be dangerous for me?" asked Tom.
"He knows me, remember?
What if he sees me?"
Kamal smiled and stood up.
"I've thought about that. And I've got just what you need. Look!"
Kamal opened a drawer.
"Put this on," he said.
"A wig?" said Tom. "And a false moustache, too. Go on, try them on."
Tom put on the wig and moustache. He looked in the mirror.
"No one will recognize me now," he laughed. "Not even my own mother."
"Good," said Kamal. "And if you also wear dark glasses, you will be completely disguised."
It was 7 o'clock, and the shops and small businesses in the quiet street were closing. Tom and Kamal sat in the car, waiting patiently.
"He'll be leaving soon," said Tom.
Further down the street, they could see the entrance to Dernier's office. They sat in silence, watching. Time passed slowly. 7:10. 7:15. Then, suddenly,
"There he is,"
whispered Tom.
"That's him."
Dernier came out of his office and locked the door carefully behind him. He looked along the street, then walked over to a grey Mercedes car and got in. The Mercedes moved away from the pavement and drove along the street. It turned right onto the main road.
"Let's go,"
said Kamal, and drove down the street. They turned right, following the Mercedes. The main road was busy, and they drove along in the traffic.
"There it is," said Kamal. "About 50 meters away, in front of that taxi."
"Careful,"
said Tom.
"Don't drive too close. Stay behind the taxi."
They drove along the main road, watching the Mercedes.
"He's turning left."
"Okay."
Tom and Kamal followed. They were now driving along the wide street beside the sea. For 20 minutes they drove towards the suburbs of the city. Now they were outside the city centre and the traffic was moving faster. The Mercedes turned off the main road.
"Slow down," said Tom. "You're too near."
They slowed down until the Mercedes had turned the corner, then drove faster. When they turned the corner, the road was empty.
"Damn!"
said Kamal, and drove faster. They crossed another side street and looked quickly right and left.
"Left!" said Tom. "There he is!"
They turned and drove along a quiet street of private villas. This was the most dangerous part because there was not much traffic. If Dernia looked round now, he would see that someone was following him.
"He's stopping,"
said Kamal, as he saw the Mercedes brake lights going on. Kamal drove slowly. The Mercedes was now 50 meters in front of them.
"He's turning," said Kamal.
The Mercedes turned off the street and drove through the gates of a large villa. The villa was surrounded by trees and bushes. Already the gates were closing behind it as the Mercedes drove up to the house. Tom and Kamal drove past the closed gate and continued along the street.
"Well," said Tom, "that's where Dernia lives."
"That's a start," said Kamal. "Come on, let's go home now."
Back in Kamal's flat, they discussed what they had seen.
"I think that Angela is in the villa," said Tom.
Kamal agreed.
"What do we do now?"
asked Tom.
We can't get into the villa. There are probably men guarding it.
I agree, said Kamal. We think she's in the villa, but we can't get in there.
It doesn't matter. The villa isn't important, said Tom.
What do you mean?
Think about it, Tom replied. Remember what Julie said. Angela was worried about something at work. She worked in the office. She never went to the villa. So what we're looking for is in the office. The villa isn't important.
You're right, said Kamal.
He stood up and walked over to the window.
Listen, you've been inside the office. What's it like?
When you go in the door, Tom told him, there's the window and a small reception desk. Then there's an office and a door to Dernier's private office at the back.
Anything else?
Tom tried to remember the inside of the office. Yes, he said. There's a door. Another door. At the back.
Okay, said Kamal. They must have a workshop or a store through that door. That's where they'll keep all the things they export. So somehow we have to have a look inside.
Kamal thought for a moment.
I've got an idea, he said suddenly. Dernier exports onyx ornaments to England. My parents sell things like that in their shop. So if I had a box of ornaments and I wanted to sell them very cheaply, who would buy them from me?
Tom looked at him, then smiled.
Dernier, he said. Exactly, smiled Kamal. Now, let's think carefully.